then.
I was going to let you answer a response to everybody.
So,
okay, so if there's no one else, then go ahead. And I guess you two have already worked it out as to who's going to speak first, since it's always so planned.
Yes, I will speak first because he told me to. And then he's going to finish it, make everybody laugh first. I stand before you. I'm so thankful for every one of you. I'm so glad you came today to complete our happiness. When I first saw this man, he had on, as Amos was saying, that his dad drove up and inquired where that little church was. Well, I was in that house where my mom gave him directions. And I had been going to that little church. And then when their dad took over the church and mom, she played the piano, I started going more because I really liked her parents. And then after church, we young people, they always attracted young people to the church. They were very, very good at ministering to young people. And so there were a number of us in the neighborhood that went to the church, young people. We were in school and stuff. And after church at night, we would stand outside in the front yard and just chat, you know, as teenagers do, and talk about this and that and the other. And my friend Ronnie had a crush on him. And I really liked him, but I kind of kept my distance because I didn't want to interfere with her chances. And so...
Was she dark-haired and kind of olive complexion?
She had dark hair. But I really wanted to say first, though, that when I was about 15, and... I had come to know the Lord in a very simplistic way, but I prayed to him often. And one night, after going to bed, I prayed and asked God for a good husband, one that would love me. Mm-hmm. And then I started going to the church, and of course, Luke and Gladys had four sons. Amos was always there because he was young. And Preston came and he preached. And then his older brother, I got to know him and his wife later. But anyway, we young people were standing out in the front yard. And we'd stand in sort of a circle, and there was probably about six of us. I didn't know this on purpose, that it was done on purpose, but Preston came out, and he'd stand beside me. And I thought, Ronnie's on the other side. I think I'll just move away a little bit to this other person. And he had moved closer to me. And I'd move over and all of us just talking like we didn't know what was going on.
Sure.
And we make a complete circle, step by step, with him right beside me. And I thought, uh-oh. So then it wasn't long then until he asked me to go on a date. He wanted to take me to an all-night New Year's service in St. Petersburg. And so my mother and dad gave me permission to go, but I had to be home by 10. So he took me, we went, and we had a nice time, really good. And he took me home, he got me home at 10. Mm-hmm. And so we kept dating then, and 6 months later, he asked me to marry him. and I've got the engagement ring right here. And a year later, we were married, and then he gave me the wedding ring. So I've still got them, and they still fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there they are. And the Lord has blessed us. He has blessed us with so many blessings, with our children, our grandchildren, our great-grands.
Yeah.
And other family members, and all of our wonderful friends. We just thank God for all. You have blessed us through Christ, and I can't tell you how blessed we feel by it.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, great.